429, praise God, saved by his power divine, 429.
I found a friend who is all to me.
Hallelujah. God is moving by His Spirit, moving through all the earth. Signs and wonders when God moves. And then the songwriter writes, "Move, O Lord, in me." Praise God. It's great to hear what God is doing in other places. And we rejoice to hear of God's moving everywhere. But it only creates a cry in our heart, "Lord, move in me, move in me." Let's pray that tonight. Lord, move in me. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you're present with us tonight and you've been with us all day long. Thank you for your sweet touch upon this day and for the way you've come to us already in our morning gathering. And Lord, now tonight, we're expecting you to manifest yourself and to move by your Spirit, Lord. Jesus, that's what we need. We need a real move of the Holy Ghost. And we need that Spirit to move in us, Lord. And so we invite you to pour out yourself upon us and to have your way in all of our lives. Thank you, Lord, that you don't force yourself on us, but you wait for that invitation. And so we do invite you, Jesus. Come. Come in. Have your way. Show us your glory. We pray that you'll bless the camp tonight. Thank you for a good day. And with the children, Lord, it's a different sort of day. And Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing for them. We hear such good reports of the way you're blessing and helping them to seek you. And Lord, we just want to continue to pray that you will touch everyone. And that everyone will experience Jesus while they're here. Lord, don't let one be left out. If there's any holding out, Lord, for any reason, we're believing that you or your love will conquer and that you will win out in them before they leave this place. Bless the children, Lord. Continue to encourage them and minister to them. And bless all of our workers, Jesus, all the counselors and head counselors and everyone on staff. Jesus, we just want to finish this week in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. And so, Lord, as we give ourselves to you and your service, we know that you're going to keep giving yourself to us. Bless our young people. Strengthen them and encourage them tonight. We ask this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God. Let's also sing a song in here, Living by Faith. That's a good guitar song. In Jesus Above. I saw that before. Let's see. That's number 260. 260. Some of those high notes. How about you? Okay, let's try it again.
Though tempests may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of life, I'm never
yeah.
by faith, not by sight.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Faith in God can move a mighty mountain.
Says that we're to live by faith and not by sight, and that we ought to live by faith and not by feeling. That doesn't mean that God doesn't want us to have any feelings, but He doesn't want us to be limited by our feelings. That's the idea. You know, sometimes we feel God is with us, and sometimes we feel He isn't. Sometimes we feel He loves us, and sometimes we don't feel that love. Sometimes we feel that God is answering our prayers, and sometimes it feels like He's a million miles away. And God says, forget about your feelings. Live by faith. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, no matter how you feel. I always hear and answer prayer that's offered to me in faith. I love you with an everlasting love. Everlasting means exactly that. Ever. Lasting. Now, you're going to go by your feelings, or you're going to go by faith and believe God and let His Word take root in your life and bring forth fruit. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. So I used to think, oh, living by faith, that's hard. But I found out that living by faith is much better than living by my feelings. The feelings will come, the feelings will go. But we can constantly receive from the Lord and keep growing in Him if we just learn to live by faith and trust Him to do what He says. Praise God. What did He say tonight? He said, where two or three are gathered together in My name, there I am in the midst. So let's respond to that. Jesus, You're here. Let's conduct ourselves as those that are in the presence of Jesus Christ tonight. Praise God. What would you do if Jesus was here? I imagine we'd worship Him with all our hearts. I'd imagine we'd fall before Him and thank Him. I imagine we would bow our hearts in humble adoration. Praise God. I'd imagine we'd rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Some people say, well, that's hypocritical too. If I don't feel like it, I shouldn't do it. You know, the hypocrite is the one who calls himself a Christian and doesn't do what God says, in spite of their feelings. And so let's rejoice in the Lord. Let's praise Him tonight, no matter how we feel. And I guarantee that somewhere along the way, the feelings will come, and they'll be great. But the greater thing is that Jesus will come. And when Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. Amen. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped. All the time. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Praise God. I love that song. Thank you. 51. Also in our hymn book, hard-covered book. I heard the trumpeters playing that the other morning. It sounded great. Number 51. I like these instruments. They're great. Flutes and violins and trumpets. I was giving you a compliment. I like the instruments.
We like them too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
those angels singing, holy, holy, holy.
We worship you.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Make his praise glorious. Oh, Jesus is so present. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 Lord God. Almighty, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
our seats. Oh, hallelujah.
As close as the mention of his name. Breathe that holy name in prayer.
Yeah, Jesus. Yes, the Lord, your precious child of ours.
Thank you.
He's here breaking the tempter's power.
Yeah.
He's here wiping the tears away. He's taking the gloom and filling our lives with glory. He's come to stay.
I've tried in vain a thousand ways, my fears to quell, my hopes to raise. But what I need, the Bible says, is ever only Jesus. My soul is night, my heart is steel.
Of him whose heart.
glory. My every fear He will allay and bring thee safe at last to heaven. Let Jesus see, He knows the way. He knows the way that leads to glory. I am
South Africa, who's now living here in the States, was ministering in our church one time, and he told how someone, I don't know if it was he himself or someone else, They had a vision.
The Lord presented to them a blank paper. And he wrote on it, "My will for your life." And he wanted them to sign it. Sign that contract that I will follow your plan for my life. And he said, "Lord, how can I sign it? There's nothing on it." He said, you sign it. I'll fill it in as we go along. You know, we want it all laid out for us, but God doesn't do that, does he? He just lets us know where we're going to end up, and then he fills it in day by day, step by step. And he wants us to just say, "Lord, where you lead, I'll follow. You know the way. I don't know the way. You know what's best for me. I don't. And I'm going to follow. Follow your word. Follow your leading. And follow as close as I can." You know, the sheep that were the closest to the shepherd, they were the best taken care of, and they were the safest. And so that's our goal. Follow him. Praise God. As a young person, I was very confused about what to do with my life. And the Lord made a verse very real to me. It's found in the Gospel of John. "If any man will serve me, let him follow me. That where I am, there shall my servant be also. And if any man serve me, him will my Father honor." And I was asking God to show me what to do, open doors, and put into my heart the thing that I'm supposed to be one day. And all he was giving me is, "If any man serve me, just let him follow me." And so I understood by that if I would nurture my relationship with Jesus, first of all, and live to follow him as closely as I could, he would get me where I'm supposed to be, when I was supposed to be there, doing what I was supposed to be doing. That made it rather simple. You know, you put first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek that first, and everything else that we need will be added onto us. Other people have chosen to pursue careers. They didn't have time so much to nurture their relationship with God. And that's backwards. Jesus said, "If you want to serve me, follow me." And that's been a guiding light in many people's lives. And as we follow him, he gives us some very specific instructions sometimes. And that's good. He knows what we need when we need it. But you never go wrong seeking Jesus. You never go wrong following him. You don't walk in darkness, but you have the light of life when you follow the light of the world. So Lord, help us to follow you. Help us, Lord. Show us how to really follow Jesus. Anywhere, everywhere. And as we follow you, Lord, help us to be what you want us to be. Help us to do what you want us to do. And cause our lives to bring you glory. This is the life that God will honor. And to have the honor of God upon your life is more precious than any acclaim that man can give you. Jesus lived for his Father's approval, his Father's honor. And he calls us to live for that as well. Praise God.
2:13. Let's stand together.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
With his blood, he purchased me.
finish it.
I know I shall see it.
Seems to be so close to us tonight. I don't know what he's doing. Do you? Something wonderful. Something glorious. Sermons, but we don't need sermons. We need Jesus in the sermon. Amen. Thank you. They tell us when you're on the operating table, it's best not to move. Let the doctor do what needs to be done. Don't help him.
As the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Psalm 42. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say to me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermonites, from the hill of Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I a mourning because of the oppression of the enemy?
as with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, oh, that grace, and the love, God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of us. Amen. God bless you all. If you want to continue to wait upon God, just drink in his presence. Stay until God indicates to you that it's time to go back. God bless you all. Good night. Praise God. Sleep sound in Jesus.
I'm sure the Lord hasn't done with some of us yet.